Let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Appreciate you hanging out with us on a Thursday in the loop, Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez, you have Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula. Always get involved with the program by texting in 713-572-4610. Ringer put together an interesting piece, one that I read, I found to be insightful in trying to preview the NBA season, which tips off on Tuesday. Your Rockets get going on Wednesday versus the Hornets. In fact, they have their final preseason game tonight, 7 p.m. At Toyota Center versus the Spurs. But not to get into that, Zach Cram put together a defining stat for each team in the NBA as you head into the season, and one that's going to kind of really shape the way that you view the team, I imagine. And for the Houston Rockets, that number is 24.5. And that 24.5 alludes to, shout out to, yes, Yarbrough and the people, which obviously.
Not a baby. That's a smart person
that's
right
a good
there.
Person, but who?
That's a smart guy right there, a girl.
24.5 is the points per game averaged by Jalen Green down the stretch.
March, basically.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And of course, that was a final 24 games, which is a top 20 mark in that span. Something that if you're talking about top 20 in the NBA, now we're talking about potential, like star level, which is, I think, what we are trying to figure out if Jalen Green is when it comes to figuring out the development of this team and how you move forward going into his second contract, if he gets a max contract, all those things here with Houston. Is he going to be capable of tapping into that Jalen Green as opposed to the Jalen Green that we've seen before that's been inconsistent at times, you know, maybe not necessarily as effective and definitely not as dominant on the floor? That is the number that comes up. And what we're talking about with Jalen Green.
Look, I think capable, yes. I think the more appropriate thing for me, anyway, is capable to consistently be just at least 20 points a game. You know, at least 20. Be a guy that can get it done. Because the offense is what's kind of it held back this team last year. You know, just the consistent offensive performances that they had collectively.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to have to run, you know, a lot through, obviously, Şengün, but through Jalen Green in terms of perimeter, in terms of getting to the basket, you know, knocking down those shots. Yes, consistently be that guy. This is the Jalen Green season, and it's not just to me. It's to a lot of people.
Right.
You know, this is the Jalen Green season. He's at a point right now, you know, obviously contract comes into play.
Exactly.
And, you know, and that to me is a good thing. You want him to be have that motivation. But if it doesn't happen, I think you kind of have your answer.
But I think that's one of the reasons why it's focal is that both Alperen Şengün and Jalen Green are in that situation where they're heading into the final year of their rookie deals.
Yeah.
And afterwards, they would be restricted free agents. And you have to try and figure out the thing that we've all been trying to figure out is what's the foundation of a contending Rockets team? Like right now, you're kind of interested. You just kind of had a 500 season and you want to vault yourself into the playoffs. You want to vault yourself into some level of contention. In order to do that, you have to have the foundation of what you build around and what defines how you play. And right now, it feels like that will definitely be Alperen Şengün. Then you ask, is that going to also be Jalen Green? And the deadline to kind of get some of that figured out is Monday, as that's the last day where you can get a extension done before you head into the season on these guys. And it feels very certain that they're not going to have that for Jalen Green. Maybe they have it done for Alperen Şengün on Monday, but then that means that this season will go a long way in determining just how much maybe Jalen Green gets on
the
free agency market, what you match, what they think of him as well. And so, yeah, what is Jalen Green going to be, especially with Alperen Şengün? Like I mentioned, Alperen Şengün seems like he is going to be a focal point. They're running offense through him. He is getting better as a player, as a passer in particular. Defense still remains to be seen in some ways. But Jalen Green, those 24 games, was because Alperen Şengün wasn't there for a good amount of that. Now, is he able to replicate that with Alperen?
And able to play alongside him at that level is the primary thing. Because, look, this is still a very young team, And I actually think that they're going to improve on 41 and 41. And the reason I say that is because of another number that I feel is pretty key. And I don't know what the exact number is, but maybe this is it. Three is the number. They had the third fewest road wins. A young team that develops starts to win more road games.
Yeah.
You know, and so I thought the fact that they were so bad on the road last year, you know, that speaks directly to not just the growth of the team, but the growth of Jalen Green, being able to dial it up consistently, be a scorer no matter the environment, be a scorer no matter who is on the floor with him, feeding off of Şengün and Van Vliet, of course, and getting it done. So I think they should be able to be a better road team, but it also goes back and points to Green.
Yeah. You mentioned him as a scorer, and I think that that's an interesting place to kind of look at because he gets downhill and scores that way as a slasher, right?
In a hurry.
Outside of that, right, there's a lot of inconsistency shooting-wise. Mm-hmm. He is not consistent. And then also being a part of a system, especially one that's focused around another guy when you are a scorer, I feel like you have to have some other maybe not talents, but other characteristics that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Which of those do you feel like he can foster? Because we know he can get to the rim and score, but that's not enough, right? Mm-hmm. Especially to be a star player, to be a guy that's foundational. It seems like, you know, this team benefits greatly when Fred VanVleet's on the floor because he can kind of, everybody gets better at moving the basketball, at being in the situations, at being calm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that maybe Jalen Green can find a level of growth in? Do you feel like shooting-wise is something he can find a level of growth in? Like, where do you see potential improvement for him in this season to help him be the player that could help him?
What you're talking about is how many tools in the bag does he have?
Absolutely.
How many,
he got one that works real, real good.
How many tools in the bag does he have? He can finish. Obviously, he can beat people, going to the basket, but can he spot up? You know, can he, and it's not an emphasis in the NBA, but you still need mid-range, you know, on occasion. Can he pull up?
Right.
And those are the things that, you know, when there's a double team coming from behind and there's a big man there or whomever it might be, you might see some of that today. In a preseason game. Nevertheless, I don't know how much the starters are going to play, but no, the tools in the bag is what he has to develop, 100%.
Absolutely, and it's because teams are like completely willing to just be like, hey, we'll step back, we'll play drop, we'll give you space.
Go under every screen.
And we're going to make it that much harder. From the 8-3-2, man, y'all sound like some damn Jalen Green haters right now. And I think that it's because of this, like what he's doing is fine, but for where you're trying to go, you need to decide how much further it can go. Nick Cassera was talking about this in a different vein, right? In the Texans All Access, in the GM show with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris, they were asking him about, like, with Will Anderson, right? The idea of when you are scouting a player, you know, clearly you are looking for not just what they do, but what they can grow into and what they're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the reasons why it's been so enriching watching Will Anderson Jr. is that he is doing those things. He's growing into those spaces.
Yes.
And that was evidenced by a 3-sack gain that you got this weekend. Likewise, you take that to basketball. And Jalen Green, where he is, that's cool. Like, he can score when, you know, he is the focal point and everything is geared towards him scoring. The development and the growth for him is, okay, where can you grow into from there? Can you be a player that forces defenses to change the way that they play? Can you be a player that can play alongside other guys as well? Can you be a player that ultimately plays winning basketball?
Right.
And that's what I think needs to be seen for this team. And it's kind of, I don't mean to make it only about Jalen Green because there's other things that they need to figure out.
But it's
a
Jalen Green season.
But it is a Jalen Green season.
Because you're going to find out a lot. And this is why I know you and Spo disagreed with me on this. And it's not hating on Jalen Green. What it is what we see, what I've seen, thus far, he's not a number two. He's just not. A number two does all those things, has more tools in the bag, can, you know, run the offense even, or have the offense run through him, you know, on occasion. So that's why I say it's a Jalen Green season. Can he develop into that? Can he get those tools in the bag? Can he become something that, like on a really good team, a contending team, what he does right now is more than fine. That's a full-time scorer. You know, that's a guy that can get it done and get to the basket. But that, to me, is not a number two.
Yeah.
You are a hater.
No.
I want to see if he can take the leap, man.
Yeah.
It's because he has that much talent. Is he going to be able to?
And that's not hating. It's like you see it.
Is he going to be able to take that leap? Because now you're coming to the point where you're going to have to make the decision of, are you paying
exactly
for that leap? and will it ultimately come to the way that you want? Is there anybody else that you're, or does it feel, I know somebody brought up Reed Sheppard. I'm interested in him, but I don't know how much I'm like, yo, I need to see this thing develop in a big way, because he already is starting at a really interesting place with the confidence that he brings offensively, with being able to run an offense. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were talking to Spo yesterday, and he was mentioning how Ime has talked about just how comfortable he already feels like having him run the offense, and then also running with Fred VanVleet as well a little bit in that mm-hmm. last preseason game on Tuesday. I feel comfortable where he is at. And knowing that he has time still developing on that rookie clock,
mm-hmm.
the reason why Jalen Green becomes so fascinating, because that time is ticking to a completion on that rookie contract, and time is now for that jump.
Well, you know, in terms of anybody else for this year, from what I've seen of him over the years, and when he's healthy, I think Steven Adams is going to be very, very big for this team, because, you know, that's another thing that you have to have, especially to win on the road, is offensive rebounding, and I think that's what he's going to bring big time. But that's just the here and now. You know, long term, other players, you know, I think Whitmore, you know, could be a big ad, you know, depending on how much he progresses,
yeah.
you know, this year.
I'm super interested to see what this Rockets team looks like going forward and how they continue to settle in. This is a team that has a lot of talent. You mentioned the three-point shooting and the free mm-hmm. throw shooting, those things they need to get better at, and then generating offense by just getting up the floor faster and using yeah. the athleticism that they have. All those things, you've seen little pieces of that early on in this preseason, and we'll see how that translates to a full season, and when their goal is clearly to try and make the playoffs this year. That gets going next Wednesday, but preseason game number 4, their final one of the preseason, happens tonight. You're in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, in honor of National Bosses Day.
Uh-oh.
Question of the day coming up. Who's your worst boss?
Oh, and we want stories.
713.
We want stories, Figgy.
572-4610.
Worst boss.
Let us know about your worst boss. We'll talk about it next.